Hello and welcome to this week's podcast. I'll be reading from the Falkirk Herald, issued on the 15th of July 2021. First off, makeover street plans, where Falkirk Town is getting a makeover. Changes will be made to part of the Falkirk Town Centre area in a bid to make it safer for pedestrians and reduce antisocial behaviour. Much of the planned work on Newmarket Street will focus on its junction with Lint Riggs, which has been used as a bus hub since the bus station closed. In recent years, the area has been plagued by antisocial and nuisance behaviour, including rowdy crowds, begging and drug and alcohol misuse. The hope is that the changes that will not only improve the look of the area, but using high quality road and paving, planting more trees and adding a new and better place for adding more lampposts can make it a better place for residents, shoppers and visitors. Before work starts in earnest in January next year, Falkirk Council wants to hear the views of members of the public and town centre traders on the proposal. Their plans include removing one of the bus stops outside the town's Asda store to make visibility better for pedestrians crossing the road and for buses to get access to the curbside. They also want to introduce a new bus stop on the south side of Newmarket Street beside Trinity Church in an attempt to minimise the number of buses queuing there. If approved, the plans would also see the steps between upper and lower Newmarket Street being closed off to stop pedestrians crossing in front of buses. The project will be funded by the Scottish Government Town Centre Capital Fund. A spokesperson for Falkirk Council said, "The proposals bring together three separate projects: road maintenance work, bus stop relocation, and public realm improvements to enhance the area around Lint Riggs and Newmarket Street, with one engagement period and one period of disturbance in the town centre. This vibrant retail and transport hub will benefit from a number of environmental enhances, including high quality roads and footway surfacing, street furniture, and lighting. The aim is to reduce, through design, antisocial behaviour, improve pedestrian safety and enrich the town centre's experience for visitors, businesses and residents."
Whew. Now we're talking about moving closer to normality. Residents and businesses in the Falkirk area are now counting the weeks until all restrictions are gone. The whole country is due to move to level zero on Monday, but there are still a few weeks to go until August 9th, when it is proposed to move beyond level zero and drop almost all restrictions. First Minister Nicola Sturgeon said Scotland was easing restrictions, not abandoning them. One of the most noticeable changes from Monday will be pubs and clubs closing time moving from 11 p.m. to midnight. Brian Flynn, owner of Behind the Wall in Melville Street, appreciated the extra hour, but said he was looking to the middle of August. "Anything that increases the opening hours is a positive addition," he said. "We're looking forward to the middle of August when things get back to normal. I still think we will be wearing face masks in public places for months to come, but that makes sense," Grant Fraser, General Manager of Newmarket Bar, Falkirk, said. "Overall, information-wise, the only thing that's really changing is the hours. Apart from that, we still don't know if you can drink at the bar. The challenges still facing the pub trade were also highlighted by Jane Whiteman, manager of Tolbooth Tavern, Falkirk. She said, "It won't be hugely beneficial purely because of the restrictions in place. On a Saturday night, my capacity is 72 under normal circumstances. My capacity at the moment is 24. Do you know how many pints you have to sell to make up for the shortfall? The bills are still piling up. I can't get my kitchen open because I can't accommodate eaters and drinkers at the same time. We need to get back to non-social distancing. We aren't going to survive if we don't get back to that." Tuesday's announcement also said a gradual return to office working would be put back to August 9th. According to Office for National Statistics, data around 36% of the 78,745 employed
people aged 16 and over in Falkirk worked from home at some stage in 2020. A spokesman for Falkirk Council said, "The majority of our office-based roles have been working from home throughout the pandemic, delivering many different services successfully. Our move forward in the coming months will see some employees use a blended approach. Those working on the front line, including teachers, carers and operational staff, will continue to work from their normal workplace. From Monday, holidaymakers who are fully vaccinated will no longer have to self-isolate when returning from Amber Travel List. In level zero, up to eight people from up to four households can meet indoors at home, and up to 10 people from four households can meet in a public indoor space. Outdoors, up to 15 people from up to 15 households can gather in a private garden or public place, and up to 200 people can now attend weddings and funerals." So that's good to see that we're getting back to normal.
That's nice. There's another thing getting back to normal. Community centres across the Falkirk district are back up and running for public use, although restrictions still apply. Falkirk Council confirmed such premises are now accessible to members of the public, with many having spent several months locked up in line with coronavirus restrictions. Local authority said its centres began reopening on a phased basis in June. A spokesman said, "All of our community education centres are open, however. Use of these may be restricted or limited due to the COVID guidelines, which include social distancing. Centres were initially closed in March 2020 at the start of the pandemic, but in recent months there has been calls for them to reopen as quickly as possible to allow community groups and other organisations to be operational again."
Now we're talking about top class green awards. Forth Valley College is only further education finalist up against five mighty universities this year in this year's prestigious Green Gown Awards. FVC's successful submissions in the Sustainability and Institution of the Year category sees it go up against Angela Ruskin University, University of Edinburgh, University of Cambridge, University of St Andrews and University of the West of England. FVC now need to submit a second stage application to answer follow-up questions from the Green Gown Awards expert. Judges by September 9th, along with a short film clip, the original Forth Valley College submission focused on how its three relatively new campuses, Alloa opened 2011, Stirling opened 2012, and Falkirk 2020, have all been built around sustainability and have attained very good to excellent BREEAM ratings, putting them in the top 25% of efficient new builds. Dr. Ken Thompson, FEC principal, said, "We are delighted to be announced as a finalist for this award and are up against some big university names in our category, but we do deserve to be there." The Green Gown Awards have built up a tremendous reputation for showcasing excellent examples of sustainability, best practice around the world as well. The inspiration of staff, students and educational institutions is going to be at the forefront of the fight against climate change, and this recognition shows that Forth Valley College is making sustainability work for our staff, students, partners and local communities.
A message from the editor now. I just thought it was quite nice because it ties in with the world at the moment. "During the last 16 months, I've often thought, if prior to March 2020 you would have told me I would be going out in public wearing a mask, then I would have laughed. Now, if I laugh in public, you don't know because I'm wearing a face covering. And I'll gladly wear one for months to come if it keeps me and others safe. This week's announcement that restrictions in Scotland would be easing, not lifted as so many had hoped, also had the caveat that we will be wearing..." I don't know, Falkirk Herald spelling sometimes isn't the best.
Yeah.
"...that we will be wearing face coverings for some time to come. There have been those who moan about their use, but it is..." Sorry, a small interruption. There we are. "There have been those who moan about their use, but it is that big an imposition when we know that it is one of the ways we can safeguard not only ourselves, but others in our communities. Those of us who only have to wear them in shops or in public transport should be thankful that it is not a necessity during our working day, particularly as the temperatures rise. It must be difficult. But do you see the hospital staff, shop workers or others who are required to wear them for lengthy periods discarding them? I firmly believe that the mandatory wearing of face masks should have been introduced sooner. However, what I do admit to finding difficult to comprehend is the mixed messages. I accept that it's partly through the choice of choice that people may wear a face mask when out walking. But is there any benefit? Is it something we should all be doing? Watching Wimbledon last week, I spotted that some people in the crowd wore face masks, as did some of the officials. But should everyone not have had to put them on when they closed the roof? Surely this then meant it was within a venue. Speaking to family and friends, it seems that many are also intending to keep wearing face masks while in crowded places. But everyone has the same concern about those who flaunt the rules and put others at risk. We've come too far to put ourselves and others in jeopardy at this stage. For some time to come, in our household at least, we will head out the door and it will be the usual cry of purse, keys, mask. I think we can all relate to that one at the moment.
Yep. Now, for a little laugh, we've got a peacock runs amok in a workshop. Funny story there. A search has begun to find the owner of a rogue peacock, which is causing chaos in the Falkirk area. Lauriston Farm GEM in Engines shared an image of the bird after it had made its way into one of the business workshops. Donna Lee McIntosh, the business accounts manager, said, "It just wandered up the yard and walked into the first workshop that was open. We managed to keep it in the workshop. A lady from Pullman has taken it. Although she isn't the owner, but does have four peacocks, it was wrecking the machinery and was making a bit of a mess. There was poo everywhere and a few feathers lying where it's hit machinery. The bird's perfectly fine though, so it's okay."
I thought when I read the paper earlier, I just couldn't think of anyone who wouldn't find that story funny. So I thought maybe appreciated. Right, this next one's about our very own Kim Grant. A new project helps deaf people get jobs. A new project designed to improve employment prospects for people with sensory conditions has been launched by Forth Valley Sensory Centre. It comes after research by the Royal National Institute for the Blind, RNIB, revealed only 1 in 4 registered blind or partially sighted people are in work, and that number hasn't improved in the past generation. In response, Forth Valley Sensory Centre has set up a project to help improve people's prospects of getting a job. Blind, partially sighted, deaf and hard of hearing people across Forth Valley will be supported to learn about their employment rights, especially equipment which could help them in a potential or existing job. The project is led by Kim Grant and backed by a number of organisations, including the Agnes Hunter Trust, Chance to Succeed, Falkirk See Here Partnership and the Alliance Self-Management Fund. Kim, who brings a wealth of business experience, will be working with employers to show them the support available for employing a disabled person and to ensure they are in line with the Equality Act 2010. She said, "The centre is all about making responsible adjustments to provide a safe working environment for disabled people. Failure to do so is against HR law and can lead to significant fines and problems for any organisation. Sadly, at Forth Valley Sensory Centre, we know personally of people with sensory conditions who struggle to find employment, and we receive calls from people in work who are losing their sight or hearing and are worried about talking to their employer, fearing they might be sacked."
Now we have the top 5 albums and top 10 singles of 1985. So we have at number 1, Brothers in Arms by Dire Straits, No Jacket Required by Phil Collins, Like a Virgin by Madonna, Born in the USA by Bruce Springsteen, Songs from the Big Chair from Tears for Fears. And now for the first top 10 single, we have Power of Love by Jennifer Rush, I Know Him So Well,
by Elaine Page and Barbara Dixon, Into the Groove by Madonna, 19 by Paul Hardcastle, Frankie by Sister Sledge, Dancing in the Street by David Bowie and Mick Jagger, Move Closer by Phyllis Nelson, A Good Heart by Fergal Sharkey, Take On Me by Aha, Love and Pride by King.
There you are, that is this week's podcast. I appreciate there might have been some noise in the background and we were slightly tongue twisted. I'm afraid you'll just need to blame it on the heat this week. Have a lovely weekend and enjoy the sun, and we'll speak to you at some point soon.